extraterrestrial bases. There has been a lot of talk about alien bases for years, and I thought it might be interesting to discuss some of these rumors. Actually, some are more than rumors because of circumstances which have been observed. Most of the supposed bases I am going to talk about are on Earth, but not all. The first base which is said to exist is near Catalina Island, which is off the coast of California. There have been many observations of UFOs coming out of the water there and also going into the water near the same place. An author of UFO books named Preston Deanett has written about this and also during an interview with me in the past has discussed this fact. He firmly believes there is a base under the water there. Others think the base is closer to the coast of Malibu, California. One place which constantly comes up in conversation about alien bases is Dal Sea. It is said not only to be an alien underground base, but that it is also shared by humans. It is located near the border between Colorado and New Mexico. Many people have went to the area to look for signs of an underground base but came back empty-handed. This is not surprising to me. If there is an underground base there with humans and aliens using it, I am sure it would be hidden so completely no one on the surface would discover it. There were even stories of clashes between the humans and aliens on the base. As with so many other things UFO, the idea of a base there has been branded as a conspiracy theory just as all UFOs were until the release of the video by the US Navy. Another base which is said to exist is one under the Popocatépetl volcano in Mexico. The volcano is near Mexico City and there has been numerous reports of UFOs entering and leaving the volcano. It might also be possible the UFOs are just using it as an entrance to get to somewhere else underground. With all the abilities we have noticed which UFOs have, they might have many others we know nothing about. Perhaps they can also drill through rock and earth and create tunnels which could lead to other areas. While some are only talking about alien bases, there are those who believe we have been colonized and don't realize it. I guess it could be true if the colonies are all under the ocean or under the ground, but it does make one wonder why any beings would not want to be on the surface. On the other hand, it could account for having so many UFO sightings. There is believed to be an underwater alien base at the Bermuda Triangle. One explorer claims he found a land mass under the water where none should exist. Everyone knows about all the strange things which have happened in the triangle, such as electronics going crazy, ships disappearing, and even planes disappearing never to be found again. UFOs have been seen in the triangle many times. We know there is an American base there and since it was built UFO activity in the area has increased tremendously. The American base is named AUTIC, which stands for the Atlantic Undersea Test and Evaluation Center. Former employees have said they saw USOs which are undersea submerged objects which then fly into the air and become UFOs. Another place which is said to have underwater bases is off the coast of Florida. This is said to be the reason for Gulf Breeze, Florida having so many reports of USOs and UFOs. Other UFO investigators believe there is a base under an island near Cuba. Two submerged raised ridges crossing perfectly and being of the same height have raised suspicion of construction. There were also sightings in the area by military personnel. One story about an alien base is more far out than most. The Mexican coastal cities of Ciudad Madero and Tampico are said to be protected from hurricanes by aliens. This is the belief of some on the Mexican Gulf Coast. Members of the Association of Scientific UFO Research of Tamaulipas Orico believe the protection has been going on for over 50 years from beings in an underwater base. The president of the association says he was allowed to visit the base. It is believed the alien base was built after 1966 when the last devastating hurricane struck the area. Another area where it is believed an underground alien base exists is under the highest mountain in Alaska. It is believed this is why Fairbanks has so much UFO activity. There have been many reports of sightings in the area, but also more than that. There have been reports of abductions, some of which have been indirectly witnessed by the police. What I mean by indirectly is the police made a video of a UFO over a home which an abduction was taking place. There is said to be an alien base on the border between China and India. The base or bases are said to exist under the Himalayas, and there is a report a very large alien base is being constructed near the China border. It is said to be somewhere under the Kong Kala Pass, which is held by both countries, with the Chinese holding the northeastern part and the Indians holding the southern part. Ironically, this is where the Chinese and Indian armies fought in 1962. There are more bases which are said to be on the planet, and there might be some which we have no idea about. If we move off of the planet Earth and search for alien bases on the moon, there are some interesting ideas about alien bases there. There is said to be at least one alien base on the surface of the moon on the dark side. One army courier claims he was shown a photo of a base on the moon by a soldier developing photos for the military. Photos of the so-called base have been put up on the internet, and there are US astronauts who believe there is an alien base or bases on the moon. When the Apollo 13 crew landed on the moon, they had claimed in a secret communication which had been intercepted by a ham radio operator they were being watched by UFOs. Could that have been because there was a base there? If UFOs are alien, and if the thousands of sightings are of genuine alien spaceships, it stands to reason they would have bases.